Okay, I'm going to give my halftime speech before the game. I've said every time I try to be nice, it doesn't work. And so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give the halftime speech. It wasn't the press as much as we sped up the game. And we had some good transition, and then when I can keep Andrielle in the ball game just doing her thing, she made some huge plays in the second half. Curtis was getting the heck knocked out of her the whole ball game, and they just decided they were not going to call that. So what we had to do was still try to run our plays. We won the ball game because we turned it over six times. That's it. That's a veteran team playing at home. The crowd got with us. Danny, 2 for 12 in the first half. And sometimes that's just the way it goes. But she got to the line. She can hit that shot at the free throw line. We've been a good free throw shooting team all year, and that's what we had to start doing because they were calling out our set plays. It's the same as us. They had every one of our plays down pat, and we weren't executing. We had other options, but we didn't hit them sometimes. Kyla and Webb neutralized each other, but look at the minutes that Kyla played, 39 minutes, and look at Webb's minutes. She went 30, but they neutralized themselves in there, and both of them had pretty good help defense, and that's what the SEC is all about. It's about that five position. Can you dominate either defensively or offensively? And Kyla's defense in the second half was very, very good. Questions.
Slumpkin, that game, is that kind of what you envisioned when she transferred? What changed look like? She was looking for the ball. She wanted the ball to score. What changed?
Well, in the second half, she got ripped at half because she wasn't doing a thing. Okay, and neither was Cooper. I had nothing out of that position at half. The only person that had an offensive rebound in the first half was Andrielle. Had three. Everybody else had goose eggs. And so, basically, we just let her go into work. She's starting to develop that Chelsea Jennings 15-foot jumper. And she did a good job, hit the three-point plays, and she's a great free-throw shooter. But that's a kid that put a lot of time into the gym working on her shot, which she didn't have. So, folks, it didn't look good. Even in the third quarter when we were coming back, we had trouble stopping them. Even in the third quarter, they shot 66% in the third quarter. And we only cut their lead down to 2. But then in the fourth quarter, we made a couple of good stops. They missed some wide open looks, and we made some big time plays.
Did you think your defense, the 3-point shot, take away from them? Did you think you're going to be able to force the turnovers with their freshman guards?
I thought so. That freshman guard was pretty doggone good out there on just how hard she ran. The pick and roll gave us some problems early, and we were not doing a good job on that. We cleaned it up. Bob made some adjustments, and we cleaned that up. But, yeah, that freshman point guard hurt him. But look at the freshman guard, Carter, who will be an all-star in this league. That kid, number 30, is going to be a great player. And she's just a freshman coming off the bench, but that's a kid that I really wanted last year. We just couldn't get her out of the state of Tennessee.
What about your three-point defense?
Three-point defense, we made a couple mistakes. Jazz made one mistake late that hurt us when they tied us up down there. And other than that, we were finding the shooters pretty good. And I thought Bob was doing a good job during the timeouts that we had making those adjustments. At the end, we were switching on all screens. And folks, that was as good of a comeback as we've had in a long, long time. But this is the way this team is. Don't count us out. We'll find a way. But we couldn't do that on the road. We wouldn't have come back on the road. We did it at home because of the crowd, and I think because of the fear they didn't want to see me after the game. Any other questions?
Well, Coach, kind of piggybacking on that, I mean, as far as opening up SEC play with the win, how big is that?
It's huge. We won all five of our home openers here. We've had all five, and then we always go on the road for two. We're going to stay on the road this time. We're going to Georgia, and then still we'll go straight to Kentucky because we're out of school. you save a little money that way. We'll sometimes you can do more on the road bonding and practicing in somebody else's gym. And so then hopefully we can get home for Arkansas in a couple ball games. But this is going to be huge. Georgia got beat the other day pretty good at Missouri. And we got to throw the sink at Georgia because I know how good Kentucky is.